The Runt Fights are tonight. They're on what, Fox, Channel 13?
The Runt Fights?
Yeah.
What do you mean the Runt Fights?
Well, those little turds that are going to, you know, try to box each other's ears.
Danny Bonaducci.
And Greg Brady
are not runts. They're both over 6'2".
Are they?
Bonaducci's a black belt.
Uh-oh.
Greg Brady claims that he has been in training for over 3 months, but he's been working out for years.
Yeah.
Now, Tonya Harding was trained by Oscar De La Hoya's manager for 2 months.
So you say there's something to
these. Beat the crap out of Paula Jones.
So you think there will be some actual bona fide form to these fights? Uh-huh. You go in the ring right now with Tonya Harding?
Are you kidding me? Yes, I would. And okay. I think I could take her, but I'll tell you something. She is in shape. This girl, she's tough. And she, you know what the thing is? I think there's a certain point of anger that you have to be a good fighter.
Sure you do. Focus, actually. It doesn't have to be anger, but it has to be focus.
Well, I think it's the anger.
Some sort.
You know, I'm
here's
just not
Greg
used
Brady,
to it.
Wants to shut Danny Bonaducci up.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited just for the opportunity to shut Danny Bonaducci up even for 30 seconds. It'd be so, so sweet.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Here is a pugilist mutt dog, Tonya Harding, who you say is in good shape. Let's hear what Tonya has to say, and let's examine
I'm in great shape. I've been working out. I mean, get those guns going.
Yeah, huh?
She's got her guns going.
Yeah, she does.
All right, sit down and shut up.
Here's referee Gus Felchman talking to Tonya and
what?
The
Gus
Schnoz.
What? Gus whom? That's a joke, Maynard.
He's the referee.
His name is not Felchman.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is not.
Yeah, they
not.
Brought him in for Vegas. He was going to do the Tyson fight. The Tyson Lennox Lewis. Lennox Lewis. Here's talking to Tonya and the Schnoz before the fight.
The whole world looks upon you two fine athletes. It'll go down in the annals of pugilism that will be long remembered.
Oh, it's going
and
down
then,
in the annals.
I'll tell you, right after that, he came back
only
and said this.
Only it's not an annal. It's close.
He said this after he said that.
Powder puff punch in a glass jaw. That's a great combination.
Yeah. Want more?
Sure, we've
all
got
right,
it.
Well, here's Paula Jones.
This is out of my league box. It's just the excitement of not knowing what's going to happen or go on. But I'm not really scared. I'm just excited. I like a cat bat.
Wait a minute. Hang on. That's the singing psychic. That was not Paula Jones.
See, she rang the bell 4 times with her nose. Right after the bout. Actually, I understand that Tonya could not get inside, could not pop her in the nose, and was dying to hit her in the nose, the new nose. You know, if you take somebody who's had severe rhinoplasty, as Paula Jones has had, and you bang them one right in the beak.
It just winds up on the floor, on the canvas.
It really causes severe damage.
Right. Well, they're all eating canvas tonight on Fox.
I would take Tonya Harding, and I would absolutely take Bonaducci. I wish there was a bookie that would take bets on this. I mean, that would be outstanding. You think about some of the good fights. You and I think we could put on a pretty good fight. If you put us in there together, we could probably mix it up. Though, you know, it's the first time that if someone touches me, women aren't used to aggressive
Just putting the
behavior.
Cards together. I mean, you can get all kinds of creeps to fight. You could have Gary Condit fight Robert Blake. Who's putting the cards
you
together?
You can't get Gary Condit to fight Robert Blake.
Can't get him to do much of
you
anything.
You get Gary Condit's goons to take Robert Blake and bury him in a parking lot.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, she's working today. This is going to be good today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's all hot. Lotto is $16 million tonight.
I'm winning it.
Yeah, your file's done, honey.
Not mine.
Lotto is at $16 million tonight. It ain't mine. Kamiak and Junior High in Kirkland evacuated this morning. Some little lunkhead left a bomb threat. And dogs sniffed their way around, found nothing. Kids went home for the day. And you know that Mercer Island High will have live. They're going to bring dogs into the parking lot to sniff the rich kids' cars. You know, when they pull in their Lexus and Mercedes, they'll have dogs there on certain days sniffing for bad things. Because Mercer Island kids, as you know, are ahead of the curve when it comes to smoking dope, drinking, parental neglect, arrogance. You know, it's just a little tonier, as we all know, on Mercer Island.
But nothing compared to the elevation of the nasal passage in Magnolia.
Come on, Magnolia's down by the railroad. You want me to give you the tour of Magnolia?
I've been to your Magnolia home once in 18 years, and I'll tell you this.
I'll give you the Magnolia tour. We're going to the round. We'll start at the roundhouse. We'll have beers at the roundhouse.
I don't drink beer, and I don't want to go to the roundhouse.
Well, then I'll buy you one of those fortified wines, and then
no,
we're going
I
right
don't
over to the rail yards.
Those.
And then we're going to go over where they wind the nets up on the fishing boats.
What do they call that? Railmont? I mean, you live on a mont, right? It's mont everything. Park mont.
No, I didn't name them.
Silly mont. It's just mont. You know, I mean, it's all mont.
I live on Monty Hall Drive. Well, we have a new world's shortest man. Okay.
Well, what makes him a man?
What does make him a man?
From a boy to a man, what's the cutoff?
What do you think the cutoff is? This guy's 35.
Okay, he's a man.
Yeah, he is a man. He's a 35-year-old Hungarian circus midget named Pichu Toth.
Call him that.
Well, that's his name, Pichu Toth.
Mm.
And he is the new record holder. He stands 2'4".
As Billy Barty said, you ever had anyone go up on you?
Yeah, I know Billy said that. Said it to Sandy Hill, who used to be the little movie hostess. Whoa!
There's another bullseye from news marksman John Maynard.
Don't forget, tomorrow is Queer Coddling Thursday on the Robin and Maynard Show.
That's right.
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this.
I don't give one tiny, minuscule rat's ass who does what with the Seahawks.
All right, I'll write that down then.
Put that down right there.
I got that.
Check that off.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
But I'm not really scared. I'm just excited. I like the cat bat.
Wait a minute. Hang on. That's the singing psychic. That was not Paula Jones.
See, she rang the bell four times with her nose.